This is no small issue. This is a choice about whether we will make the tough decisions necessary to balance our budget by reforming our public pension systems.
There will be changes here, but this bill is a well-thought-out, well-balanced bill.
There's only one way to describe that kind of blatant taking of one's life savings. We call it theft.
Every legislator on this floor has a different opinion when it comes to concealed carry policy.
There is no compelling evidence, despite what gun advocates say, to show that more guns makes people safer.
This is a fundamental, constitutionally protected civil right. The right to self-defense, the right to own a firearm. It's not a privilege to be meted out by bureaucratic, people on an eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
The choice is this: fracking in Illinois with no regulation, or fracking in Illinois with the tightest, most stringent regulations possible.
Schools can only do so much, quote, more with less.
I learned that the Senate Democrats and the House Democrats struck a deal on the budget, not from our members that usually participate. I learned it on public radio. Isn't that a travesty?
So far, there's no plan whatsoever that's discernible for this tax increase to go away.
Wake up! You guys have lost the tax argument. That's why you have 19 and we have 40.
I absolutely believe that I could go to my doctor and go through my history of medical conditions and I could get medical marijuana under your bill. I believe I could.
Do you have any of those medical conditions today?
I believe I do.
Then maybe you need the product, sir.
I'm doing well without it.
There's a process that I went through in terms of evaluating how I could best continue to serve the people of the state of Illinois. Obviously, that involved private conversations that I will not be going through with you publicly.
I don't believe that if the governor is renominated by the Democratic Party, he will win a general election. He barely won against a very flawed candidate 4 years ago.
I was given a 9% chance of winning in the general election, and I won. And Brady's still looking for his gym shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today with running shoes on and game on for the Republican Party.
I know that going into communities of diversity is imperative for us as Republicans to earn the right to govern.
I know how to govern a Democrat legislature to get it to do things, to live within its means.
I love to fight. I love to win. I've been a leader at everything I've touched throughout my career, both in business and in our civic leadership in our community.
In Illinois, we tried civil unions, and that separate status has time and time again proved to fall short.
We are a family that is treated differently under the eyes of the law. We are a family that does not have the same protections that your family has.
I've had three judges in my district call up and say, David, there is not a facility in your district that's going to perform me ceremonies. They're going to call me. Where's my religious individual freedoms?
I don't get out to the movies very often, and I just watched Lincoln. And for the love of God, I feel like I'm sitting in 1865.